First off, the quarterback was Justin Fields. Those first three games of Justin Fields was him, them having to get him adjusted to this new offense.
Bro, you can't change your
argument. All you ever do is talk and then I'm going to go
Before you attack me, listen. No, listen, stop reacting and listen.
Listen. No, no, before you even go, you literally said you didn't want Justin Fields to come off the field.
Did you hear what I just said? What did I just say?
You never heard of me?
Welcome to an all-new episode of What Now, where we take the hottest sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is Tyreek, Tobias, Malin, and Jalen. What up?
Zoom blocks that out.
Good. We don't need to hear you like that. You're yelling in my ear and everything. What's wrong with you?
Tobias, where you at?
I'm in the back porch. I'm on the back porch right now.
Of where?
The background on.
My house. You want me to turn the background off?
No, what's your address?
Oh, that's none of y'all business. Y'all gonna send me hate mail.
Don't worry, I got it.
You worried about hate mail or worry about somebody showing up?
You just start showing up in the middle of the night.
All right, bro. Malin, say something, bro. So they can understand that this is not like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What now, fans? I'm on the clock. I'm on night shift now, so that's why y'all ain't see me the last 2 weeks. We ain't see nobody last week. But yeah, so if y'all hear any radio noise, I apologize. I might be in and out, but y'all bear with me.
Would you a firefighter?
Hey, honestly, that's what they be calling us. No. That's what they be calling us, firefighters. We got to put out the mess.
Nah, Reek is being funny right
now. No, what do you? What actually did you do?
What now, fans? This is what it looks like on my job.
Yeah, that boy at the airport.
Uh oh, they ain't call, they calling you. they calling them. They said dispatch the mail. So you see, what now, fans? We stay on the grind. We do this for you. We do this for you. That man is in the work truck right now. They dispatching for him and everything. We do this for you. Now we got a photo of this man's dashboard.
What if he just got like? What if he just got like jumped on camera? Or
mugged.
Then we got a whole bunch of witnesses. We got a whole bunch
getting mugged in front of the universe. Is crazy.
Yeah,
you just see the camera on the ground next to him.
Help! I'm hit.
I'm hit.
All right. Well, before we jump into the topics, what now, fans? We got a very, very special announcement.
Don't announce it.
Don't announce it. Oh, okay. Well, then make sure you got to stay tuned. If you see something come across What Now screen about something very special, you need to look at the next video besides this one that comes across your screen. It'll be very, very special. How about that? Stay tuned. Follow us on IG. Stay tuned with it. Big things coming.
All right. Let's talk about the World Series. So before Malin get fired. I'm just playing. He ain't gonna get fired, y'all. We're not gonna speak that.
I will say this particular World Series, I paid a little more attention to than the last couple, and it's been a huge disappointment as far as the games. The game one, that was a great game, walk off grand slam. I mean, the Braves, we gonna miss Freddie forever, but
shout out Freddie, man.
See him doing well.
That's gotta be that's gotta be like one of the best feelings in sports ever.
Yeah.
Grand Slam in World Series history. That was crazy.
Wow.
A walk off for one, a Grand Slam for two, and in the World Series.
Exactly. Wow. Like that's literally like you grew up playing baseball and you got the ball in the backyard, you throwing it up, you already imagine in your mind like that moment, and he really did it. Like that was crazy.
He living every kid's dream.
How you think you gonna do it? Mindless, like whatever you do, you flip the bat, or you gonna think about it and do something?
I think it's mindless. I think it's you just let it take over, because that's what it looked like he did. You know, he just started walking. He wasn't even gonna flip it at first, but then he was just like, he just threw it. Yeah, but then you got like 6, 7 years ago. I think it was a ALDS or ALCS back when the Blue Jays were pretty good. They had Jose Bautista. He hit one and he stood at the plate and like stared at the other team. Like, I think he thought about that before he did. But
Oh, my fault. I feel like you don't realize what's happening until a little bit afterwards. Because not to compare myself to him, obviously, but like I remember when I was playing rec basketball one time, I hit a game tying three from the corner, like but at like an actual buzzer beater, and like the whole crowd went crazy, and I was just like walking back down the court. Then I realized what I just did. Like, or I was walking to the bench because it was a buzzer beater. Then I just realized what I just did, and I was like, that's when I started getting hyped.
Exactly. Like, sometimes it's too late. Like, another example, Tobias, remember senior year when we played Brunswick and we were losing like 6-0 the whole game, and in the fourth quarter I broke off for however many and scored. It wasn't until I looked in the crowd and I was like, oh, it's fourth quarter. And I tried to do like some quick celebration, but it was already too late. All my teammates already down there. It's like, you don't, like you say, you don't even think about it until after it's over most of the time.
Like, oh, yeah, man. you really don't think about it if it's something that don't happen often.
Right, yeah. I wasn't used to taking no lead.
This is normal for me. But nah, you can go ahead, keep going. Any more thoughts on the World Series?
Oh, my next thought really is this, I guess I'm more so talking to Jamie since she probably kept up with it a little more. Is this the worst World Series performance by a star? Talking about Aaron Judge.
I don't know about the worst, but I mean, he's really not doing nothing.
he, I don't know what happened, but you've been the best hitter literally all season, and the lights are bright. You know, you wet the bed. You wet the bed. How are you? He's batting like .083 with runners on base, and you I don't know what he is, third or fourth, but that's literally prime spot. Like, that's your job is to drive the runners in. And you, first off, you're not even putting the ball in play. You got like 10 strikeouts in the like last however many games. I don't know what's going on. I don't, because they already paid him. He's the best player on the team. I don't know where they go from there. I was hearing guys out here at work, they talking about Aaron Boone's gonna get fired if they get swept. So I mean, I guess that's the scapegoat because you can't get rid of a Judge. And then on top of that, if they don't win, I think Soto is not going to resign because he's going to get money anywhere.
Is has Aaron Judge been playing good in the playoffs in general, or is it just bad in the World Series?
He definitely slowed down, but I think this World Series this was like something nobody saw coming.
He needs a little slump buster.
Is it bad enough to get rid of him though? I mean, because he is a star.
They're not going to get rid of him.
They can't get rid of him.
I know that. Like,
I mean, unless they clean house. Yeah, I don't see them doing.
He just got paid, but like, say he did it. Would this be an offense to try to move off of him?
Nah,
because they haven't been. If this was like this was a second time performing like this in a big spot, maybe, but. They haven't been to the World Series since 2009, so.
Which is crazy, honestly.
Yeah, considering how much money they spend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is why they consider them the Cowboys of the MLB, right? I mean, they spend so much money.
Much anymore. They used to be.
I mean, wouldn't this be, I guess, if like they can't get this done, this is, I feel like this would be more of a, you know, diss to the management. Than it would be like to Aaron Judge or any of the other players right now. You can't get mad at them for that.
I don't know. I mean, they made it.
I mean, like they didn't make it to the world.
They made it, and then now the players are just.
Sleep is crazy, though. That's...
Mainly just wetting the bed.
Because they're playing. They're in New York tonight, right? I think so.
I think so.
They gotta win. They can't go out 3-4-0, 4-0, 4-0 soccer.
Oh, I hope they do lose at home.
Guess would y'all rather? Would you if you are the Dodgers, and this could be basketball or baseball? Would you rather? Like get the sweep, or would you rather? Like, it's guaranteed you're gonna win Game 5 or 4, but would you rather get the sweep, or would you rather win Game 5 at home?
If I'm guaranteed to win, I want to win at home.
Yeah, I want to win at home if I'm guaranteed it. But if, because I think you got to look at it. Say the Yankees win this game, then the pitching rotation starts over. So you have potential to lose the next one because their ace is coming up, Gerrit Cole. So I think you just got to look at really your pitching, the other team's pitching, and kind of go from there.
And all it takes is one little momentum shift.
Yep. I
And
mean,
then
it's never been
especially
done this
baseball.
big of a comeback, but it's anything's possible.
It
Especially
can.
baseball.
All right.
Also, real quick. I didn't even know, did like I said, I paid a little bit of attention, but I haven't been like watching all the games. Is Shohei hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before he got hurt, he was on the performing too. So
I
I don't
mean,
know what's
he
going on
isn't
with these
hurt.
stars, man. They get under these bright lights and they don't know how to act.
This is why he came there. And this is why he left LA. Or not LA, but he left the Angels to get in this position, and now he's in the spotlight. And I
You know,
know
it's
me.
possible he isn't hurt though, and they're just coming up with some kind of excuse.
Huh?
I mean, seriously, you know they do that.
How old is Mookie Betts? When is he gonna retire? I feel like
Mookie been in there for a while.
he's been playing for a very long time.
Yeah.
I think he's younger than me. He's not that old in baseball.
Twenty.
He had to start early though.
2014
Then he
was
started.
his debut.
Yeah, so if you think about that, if he didn't finish college, he's like my age.
Yeah, he's 32.
Okay, so he's older than me. But still, that's still
Yeah.
young for baseball.
I feel like I just feel like he's been in the league. Maybe because he's had such a good career. He's won two championships already. I think two or three.
He was with Chicago, wasn't he? Boston.
Let me see.
Boston,
Yeah,
sweetie.
Boston thing.
Yeah. 2018, 2020. All right. What else y'all gonna get to? I
Malin
think
said
Malin gotta get
something
off.
about the topic.
Was that?
I don't remember what topic Malin said.
Malin's talking about Anthony Richardson. That's what he's talking
Oh,
about. Is Anthony Richardson a bust?
yeah. Can we, before we get to the bus talk, can we talk about the head tap? The
oh,
what?
yeah, let's please talk about that. That's
I feel like
ridiculous.
that's appropriate to the
Yeah, that's
conversation with.
like, I mean, granted, I'm not a professional player, and I haven't sniffed anything close to professional. I don't
Never.
think any of us here haven't sniffed anything professional, but we've all here played sports, and you know, like, when you're in like big positions, it'd be different if, you know, Anthony Richardson is on the 30, you know, his own 30-yard line, and it, you know, something like that. But this man was in the red zone, and you
We
tap
got
your
him
head and
out.
say, and you know, he tapped his head and said he
Now
wanted
let
to
him cook.
come
Let him
out.
cook. No,
We're talking
I'm
about it,
asking.
to get people like
I was asking what we were
con.
talking about.
We're talking about Anthony Richardson tapping his head and
Oh, to come
asking to
out the
come out because
game.
he was
Yeah.
tired. Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
like I don't
Oh,
care
okay.
who you are, what kind of athlete, you know, what sport you play. When you're in positions to score, like to fully execute, you need to hunker down and toughen up. I mean, pretty much. Like it'd be different if he wasn't. You know, if it's, you know, they're down big or something, or like, you know, there's no hope in sight. But like that was a close game, and you're in the red zone. You tap your head after running around for a little bit. First off, you're a
He was
quarterback.
tired.
He was tired. He was tired. Yeah, he was tired. You're a
Oh, he needs to
quarterback.
go ahead and sit down.
Oh, he got benched. Yeah,
I know
he
he
got benched
did,
today.
but
Yeah.
sit down for life. Go ahead and
Yeah.
retire.
Exactly. Like if you're tired as a quarterback, I feel like you don't tap your head to take me out. You just let them know, like, hey, tap my head. Hey, call a handoff, something like, just give me a couple plays to breathe real quick.
Yeah,
No, he needs to
that's
put on his big
wild.
girl panties. Not
Please
coming. Yeah.
excuse me.
Yeah, even Micah Parsons and what's his name? Trayvon Diggs were on their podcast today, and they're talking about it's like we, they say, hey, don't care who you are, and like they said it's happened before, like they've done it and stuff. He said, but the media ever asked you why'd you get taken out? They say that's a you make up any excuse besides say you're tired. You can
Tired?
say, yeah, you can say it was a rotation adjustment. We had a different package or something. Make up anything. Quarterback, you can make up anything. Say there's
Yeah,
something wrong with my
you're
helmet.
like my knee ankle got twisted.
My headset tripping
Yeah,
or something.
exactly. Yeah, my headset was tripping. Yeah, make up something. Nope. Wow, you don't. And nobody else said that. He's the one that told, like, quite honest, man, I was just tired. So.
I think the situation is twofold. I think What makes it bad is that he admitted that it was tired, that he was tired. I think it's less crazy that he was actually tired and he needed to come out the game for it. But that's understandable. Like, you're an athlete, but you're the quarterback, and like you said, in a game winning situation in a division game, you have to go ahead and, like, you're the quarterback. Like, you're the quarterbacks don't get to take plays off. Like,
why are you taking yourself out of the game anyway, bro?
And why are you taking yourself out of the game anyway?
Because you're tired. Get out of here.
Look, I mean, to tell people, like, it's known, like, a lot of players do that. When they tap their heads, that means they're tired. They want to come out right now. But, like, usually that's, like, for receivers, DBs, and, you know, edge rush people who are going 100% every single time.
Every single
quarterback,
time.
You're not going 100% every time. You're not. You're going 100%.
Like call a run or something if it's that bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, just, like, hand the ball off or something. If just take a play off or something. You can't come out. Especially, too, with him, he's playing bad. And then your backup is clearly better than you. So, like, you don't want to give your backup no chance to get back in that game, because Flacco's going to come in and take your job. And he did now.
Like, and also his rookie season, he got hurt very early in the season. Like, he should be aware of, like, how precious the moment is to be able to play. And now that you have the chance to choose to come out of the game, it's like, I think it's bad leadership.
It is. I was just about to say, like, in him doing this speaks to two really big things. It's A, it speaks to the leadership thing like that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, three, he's out of shape.
Not ashamed, yeah.
He's out of shape. Two is he's not ready to be a leader, and that's not setting a good example for, like, his teammates, for his friend, for the franchise or anything. But then the third thing, that speaks to what's going on with coaching behind that. Like, it well-coached players know, like, wouldn't even try that. Like they're not going to tap their head and say, yo, this is a game. They're gonna know, like, I got a hunker. I got to hunker down, whatever. What's exactly. What? Even hurt players, like, you know, if you're on defense or whatever and it's, like, a two-minute drill and stuff, hurt players know that, like, if it's, like, you know, I tweak something, they're going to keep going until, like, it's incompletion. They're going to say, yeah, yo, take me off. They're not going to, like, risk getting
timeout. Snap his leg in half.
Exactly, yeah.
If I'm the coach and you come over to me and say you tired as the quarterback, I'm going to look at you first and be like, what, are you serious? And if you really do want to come, I'll be like, no, get back in there. If you be like, no, I'm tired, then once you come off the field, you're not coming back on. Like, Flacco for finishing the rest of the game.
You now said that, it at least sparked a memory I had when I was playing peewee flag football. My dad used to, like, coach me, like, when I was a peewee and stuff. And I told him I was tired. And he says, all right, come stand by me. And then I told him, ready back. He's like, no, you're still tired. And, like, I didn't play for, like, maybe two more drives until he put me back in. I mean, after that, I stopped asking to come out of the game. But, so, I mean,
I've never come out of a game in my life, especially for being tired.
Exactly, yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Most players will argue, I mean, especially most young players feel like that. Maybe not vets, but young players will argue that they're tired. They're gonna keep going. They don't want you to take them out of the game. So,
yeah,
like, where I played with a stomach flu and then came up, threw up in the dugout, and went back in the game. Like,
second year quarterback, you ain't getting paid yet, and you know what you ain't looked at as a top quarterback. It's not like you with CJ Stroud last year or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
It's just so, like, you can easily not get that big contract.
It just gives spoiled a little bit to me.
Oh, well, yes, it sure does.
One more question with that. Do y'all think there's any quarterback in the NFL that can do that? Or
I don't think any quarterback in the NFL that starts would do that.
I don't think any quarterback
that's a second string would do that. I don't think the third string would do that. I don't think players should do that. Unless, like you said, you're on the defensive side and, like, you're gassed.
Yeah. If you're about to die, okay.
But the thing about defense is, and even often sometimes, they have substitutions. You're QB1. Mm-hmm. Like, you're QB1, bro. You cannot come out the game.
I think the quarterback, I mean, punter and kicker kind of count. But, like, the quarterback is the one position you can't ask to be, because you're not going 100% the whole time.
That is crazy.
That's the one position you just can't.
DBs will get beat before they say they're tired.
Exactly. Yeah,
like you ain't got no kind of ego at all. Like, right? It was strange. That was strange.
And even then, when DBs come out, if it's like a 2-minute drive or something, and it's like no huddle.
I've seen people get mad when they get subbed out. Like, please let me
in. I'd be mad.
Like, bro, you're dying out there, bro. You need to come to the. Yeah.
I was second stream, third stream. I was kicked off. You took me out of game. Like, don't take me out of game, man. But all right.
So I guess I'll just ask you. Do y'all think that he is a bust or has potential to be a bust?
Both, if not both. It's not. I don't think there's coming back. At least now and in the near future, maybe sometime in the distant future, you could pull like a Geno and stuff. But like when you do stunts like this, like people remember this type of stuff. People remember this stuff when you get back in the game. People remember this stuff whenever he's a free agent and they got to sign you again. Like I remember that one time where Anthony Richardson subbed himself out the game. But I think he's a bust. I mean, he had really high expectations for this year. He had glimpses of like greatness. And even now, he still has the glimpses, but like it's really, really inconsistent. And if so, right for as for now, he's already a bust. And in order to save him, he probably needs to sit a year behind somebody. That's what I think.
I don't think you can be a bust in your second year. Here we go again with Tobias calling people bust early. Huh? And it's gonna backfire.
Hey, he came at me right there.
Probably gonna backfire on you again, but
I think that was an MVP
pick. Who did I did it before? Who did I do it to before? Justin Field, but it really didn't backfire on me though.
Not today.
But no, because first, I don't think what you were saying, Tobias, people are gonna look at that. If he starts playing well, like say Flacco, they put him back in the following week, or Flacco gets hurt, knock on wood, or something like that. And he gets back in and starts playing well, nobody's going to think about that type of stuff. Like, playing well overcomes literally everything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we had somebody that had 30 lawsuits against him with 220 million playing football because he played good 5 years ago.
All right, did you not hear Jameis Winston's PSA? You need to leave that man alone.
I didn't say nothing about him being hurt. I said he had 30 lawsuits.
Jameis is my king. I love him.
Hey, Jameis may be one of the maybe the greatest.
He's married.
Huh?
What'd you say, Tobias?
I said Jameis Winston may be the biggest or the one of the best philosophers of our
calling
of the century.
Him a philosopher?
Yes. Philosopher. He's a philosopher. Hey, did y'all see what he said
motivational
today?
Motivational speaker is what you wanted to say.
Did y'all see what he said today? Listen, he said this. He said, What'd he say? He said the sky can't be the limit if some people. He said the sky can't be the limit if some people went to the moon. I was like,
he's such a king.
Jameis is like, we be laughing at him, but sometimes it's stuff he say be deep.
No, it don't, bro.
Nah, think about that. It was slick. It was kind of good. Like, it was goofy, but I was like, you know what? He got a point.
The ceiling is the roof. Okay, bro.
Yeah, it was. What did he say? One time I was talking to my trainer and he told me this one thing. He just told me, what did he tell me? He said, be prepared. But anyways, back to Anthony Richardson, though. But as I said that, I thought about Justin Fields. So after I said, like, I think he should sit behind somebody for a year, I think either that or I don't know, because it's not similar to Justin Fields. Because Justin Fields, like at the Bears organization, like that entire team depended on his success. Like it's just, like whatever. Just if he had a just feel had a bad day, they lost. They had a good day, they won. That whole entire team. But with the Colts, like he doesn't have to. He has Jonathan Taylor. Yet he still struggled. I mean, Jonathan been kind of hurt, you know, this year and stuff. But he still struggled. And the Colts aren't a. I mean, it hasn't solely been on Anthony Richardson to win games. But yeah, I don't know. Like I think he's, listen, if you want to call it bust, he's failed expectations. Yes, he failed expectations.
I mean, he hasn't even played like 10 games yet. So, like, give him time. I mean, like you said, he has flashes. And I honestly, as a rookie, it's not like he was number one either, number one draft pick. He was like the fourth quarterback taken off third or fourth.
I think it was third pick. Fourth overall selection.
What draft class was he in? Kenny Pickett?
That was last year.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson.
No, he's last year. Okay.
Yeah, it's only his second season. But yeah, like he's only played 10 games, so it's like you can't as long as he's had flashes, then there's obviously you can see that something can be there. And it might never come, but at least something's there. Like Bryce Young wasn't even showing me flashes. Now, granted, that might be his team is really bad, but you at least number one pick, you gotta show some type of flash. Like, oh, that was a good play. Oh. Or like maybe it was a good play and a receiver dropped the ball or something. But like I think Anthony Richardson, it's like he either goes for 300 yards or 12, and it'd be 10 passes both
He's a
times.
fantasy nightmare, bro.
Yeah. He like three bombs in a row or two interception pick sixes or something dumb. But Tobias, I know you want to talk about your favorite team.
Well, I mean, no one really responded to my question, but now since we're here, I really want to get y'all's answers, and I want to just hear reason. I just, not that you have to. I just would like to hear y'all's reasoning behind it, because I'm open. Because right now I'm riding high, so I'm looking for somebody to calm me down. So Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers are now 6-2. They sit at the top of the division. I think what they're in third, second place AFC. Are they for real or phonies?
Go ahead, Steelers fans.
No, I want y'all know what I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna give
I'll give
y'all
you an
reason.
answer.
Yeah.
I think it depends on what you mean by for real. If Super Bowl contenders, no.
Okay.
But AFC championship ceiling, I think they could get it. I'm liking Russ. I was trying to give Justin some like I guess some slack, just because I was liking what I was seeing at the beginning of the season. But I mean, it just looks like there's a pro back there now. For me,
Okay.
more pro than Justin Fields is what I'm saying. More pro than
No,
what
I'm
I'm
just talking about Tobias agreeing.
I'm no, I'm agree. I'm agree. I know, Jay. I agree with every single word you just said.
Oh,
I agree with every single word you just said. I do want to disclaim, like, the delusional Steeler side of me does, yeah, thinks, oh yeah, we could be Super Bowl contenders. That's just me. But like logically, I agree with every word you just said. I don't think that they are contenders yet, but I think they're for real. They're threats in the AFC.
what
Like
for real
they can ruin, they can,
mean?
they'll win a couple of, they can win one or more playoff games. And assuming that,
But for real for
I mean, because I think the first time we did this, who I can't, I was trying to remember what team it was, but someone on here was talking about, like, we're talking about for real. And we said, yeah, I think they can win a playoff game or something. I was like, so that's for real? And then
I
you're
think that
okay
was
with that
Malin.
definition. Was it Malin?
Yeah, I
Yeah, hell,
don't
so, yeah,
know.
so somebody in
Thanks,
here said that.
girl.
So I'm
I
using that
believe.
one. I was like, if you're using that, then okay. I think the Steelers are for real. They definitely, I guess, eliminated people's expectations thus far. You know, they thought they're gonna be extremely mid. That's not the past. Once Russ was put into that offense, I don't think it was a mid offense. I think they were productive. They moved the ball when they had to, even whenever got their flow. I mean, they're throwing the ball downfield. That opened up the run game. Like Najee looks like a whole another running back since that deep pass came. I mean, it's. I mean, he does. I mean, Russ is.
I think Najee is basically like carrying the offense, but
He
that's
is
just me.
he no he I no I think he is, but Russ helped unlock him. Russ unlocked George Pickens, he unlocked Najee Harris because that moon ball, that deep ball is
He could
changed.
just
Can't
make yeah,
go.
he could just make a better he can make a
Yeah,
better pass than Justin Fields.
exactly. And it's not, we're not saying that Russ is MVP caliber. We're not saying that he's the chosen one in Pittsburgh, but he's that piece that Pittsburgh's been missing, really.
He's like a, I feel like he's a perfect, I'm not gonna say perfect because at this point in his career, I don't think he's really anybody's number one choice. But I think he's a good quarterback for a Mike Tomlin type of coach. I think it goes back to him kind of like him playing for Carroll, like a defensive minded coach, and then you just got a quarterback that's just like just gonna do the right thing.
He kind of reminds me of the play styles are in no way similar, no way similar. But in terms of their role for the team, what they do, reminds me of your boy Brock Purdy. This is not that's not that's not that's not a diss, and that's not a praise. That
Nah,
is just me just
that's
saying
crazy to say about a Hall of
that's not a diss or praise. I'm saying in terms of
Famer.
the role, the
That's
roles that they
crazy.
play for their prospective teams, that's what they're doing. I've
You
always
think
I have always called Brock Purdy a pretty a game manager. I've always called him that. Slap and seal. That's what Russ kind of is right now. Russ is a slap and seal for Pittsburgh. He really is.
I was just gonna ask, do you think that Russ is a franchise quarterback?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
No.
You're crazy. You about to say yes, and
No,
you
we
know you
know.
about
No,
to
I did not. But as
say
much as y'all want to believe, y'all create the narrative that I want right now. No,
No,
no, no.
I
We've
was
I've seen
that
I we've
was a
had a
callback for something else.
I was like, we've had a franchise quarterback before, and Russ don't look like a franchise quarterback in my opinion.
You've had
He
one
don't.
franchise quarterback in your whole life.
Hey, and that's the best one I've best one we've had. Maybe the
All right. I let y'all go.
best
Steelers talk, bro.
we've had. You can take it no more. Let's
All
hear it.
right. The Steelers are not a good football team.
Okay.
The Jamie mentioned it earlier. I think y'all again, delusion. Steelers fans are everything's based off of wins and losses. If y'all win the game, y'all feel like, oh, this team can go to Super Bowl. If y'all lose it, blow it up. The quarterback sucks. The offense sucks. Jamie mentioned it earlier in the messages. Y'all haven't played anybody this year. Y'all, the teams y'all have beaten because you think they're so good, they're not good at all. The best team you've played was a week one Kirk Cousins coming off of an Achilles injury, who was terrible that week. Because outside of that, I don't even have your schedule up, but I think the next best team y'all played was probably if you based on the teams right now, would probably be the Broncos, but at like week early Broncos was not a good football team. Let me see who y'all played. I'm pulling it up right now. So the Falcons was first. And then the Broncos, actually. Then the Chargers, then the Colts, then the Cowboys. Colts, we just talked about the quarterback is you just called him a bust, Tobias. The Cowboys, the Colts.
Oh yeah,
You
that
just
was a
called them a
big
bust. The
game.
before them was the Chargers, and the Chargers aren't really a good team either. They're mid. Justin Greg Roman is Justin Herbert's feeling Greg Roman. He's feeling that Greg Roman
Yeah,
now.
bro. He Justin Herbert looks like a ordinary
He
quarterback right
what?
now. That offense. I
He
mean, he's
got
like a.
Greg Roman. That's what
Look, I
happened.
said,
Let him
Jamie.
say it
I said
again.
looks. I said looks. Did I say he is? No. I said he looks like an ordinary quarterback
All
in that
right.
offense.
This is why I just
But
don't know.
anyways, we talking about.
But
No,
we
but you
failed,
but based
man.
on that, that lets you see how good Lamar is with a coordinator like that. He won an MVP with that.
That's true.
Herbert doesn't look average at best. So after the Chargers was the Colts, and then after the Colts was the Cowboys, well, y'all actually lost. I thought y'all beat the Cowboys. Y'all lost to the
No,
Cowboys.
we lost to the Cowboys.
And they suck. The Cowboys are terrible. Then you got the Raiders. And I'm not sure. I think Devontae was Devontae on the Raiders? Yeah, he didn't play though.
Okay.
He was there, didn't play. Then you got the Jets,
So,
who also sucks. Then the Giants suck.
I get your point. I get your point. But now I want to know what in the AFC, who are your definitions of good teams? If the Seals aren't that definition.
Who are good
Yeah,
teams?
who are good teams and why?
Or there's two teams off top that are better than
Yeah,
us.
and I want to hear because
Off top. No, I'm
I got
saying
rebuttal
like
for this.
if like no argument type of
Yeah.
thing. Okay.
I would say the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills, the Texans. I'm trying to think of the teams off my head. Let me pull them up. Right now I would say the Broncos.
So
And
why?
then probably that's probably it. That's
So
definitely better.
we get why you want to talk about the Ravens and the Chiefs. That's what those two teams. We get Chiefs got Patrick Mahomes undefeated. Ravens got Lamar Jackson. If they got Lamar, they always got a shot. So what about the other teams? What makes them good teams? Because they've had they got some it, they, their wins don't look pretty either, and they've got some pretty bad losses. So.
I think that y'all have, if we're talking about the teams with winning records or teams with good that are looked at as good or potentially good, the Steelers have played the worst amount of the worst teams in the league. I mean, literally, when I look, first of all, I don't even know how the Steelers keep getting these primetime games. Not because I know y'all are the Steelers, so I understand that part. But y'all are playing the sorriest teams on primetime. Like the Steelers versus the Raiders shouldn't be on primetime. It just shouldn't. And like every week, it just seems like, oh, I wonder, let's see who the Steelers are playing this week. Maybe they'll have a tough matchup. No, it's another sorry quarterback that they're playing. And it's just like, I think, now I'm not saying y'all aren't actually good. I just say y'all, I just think you're good because the next half of the season will determine
I thought you
if
said we
you're a
weren't
good
good.
team or
We're not
not.
a good team.
Say it again.
I thought you said we're not a good team.
Let's
That's what
okay.
I
Let me
heard.
say this. I think y'all are not a good team, but I could be wrong. But I think you're not. I based on your play, you're barely. Well, you've won the last couple games fairly well, but you were barely beating teams that were sorry. So I think once you start getting into that portion of your season where you actually got to face some competition, then we can really see if you're a good team or not. And as far as Super Bowl contenders, absolutely not. And Jalen, I think if you say they're AFC championship contenders, do you think they're Super Bowl contenders? Because that's just one game away. And
I mean, yeah,
so
but I mean, it's
let me.
football.
I want to rebuttal. I want to rebuttal at this one. I'm gonna rebuttal to rebuttal here, because in order to say that they are good teams, I guess, and like to what me and Jalen are doing right now is that we're looking at the team as a whole. We're not looking at the wins and losses. Which you said that you think Steeler fans are just looking at wins and losses. I can make the argument that you're just looking at wins and losses. You went, literally went by and compared every win and loss that the Steelers just had. So this is what you're just looking at.
No,
But you got to look
I
at
was
the
saying
whole.
it. I didn't say the wins and losses. I said the teams you're playing it against. But go
Well,
ahead.
any wait,
no,
but you got to look at the
what he
whole
said was
thing.
we're basing it off of if we win, we're high, if we lose, we're low.
Yeah. But anyways, my argument here is you got to look at the Steelers as a whole. Those, besides these last two games, first off, their quarterback was Justin Fields. Those first three games of Justin Fields was them having to get him
This,
adjusted to
I
this new
can't,
offense.
bro. You can't change your argument
All
like
you
that.
ever do is talk, and then you're gonna
I can't.
bias.
That's not playing Andy
Before you attack
on his
me,
team.
listen,
No,
listen.
you.
Stop reacting and listen.
No. Before you even go, you literally said you didn't want Justin Fields to come off the field when Mike
Listen,
Tomlin
listen.
changed for
I'm
Russ.
so over it. Did you hear what I just said? What did I
Go
just
ahead.
say?
Go
What
ahead.
did
Go
I just
ahead.
no? What did I just say? Because
No,
y'all just
say it.
stopped me in the middle.
Say it again. Go
Let me
ahead.
talk. If
But
you look
yeah,
at
the
their first
first.
few games, they were literally playing behind Justin Fields.
Okay, it's all you heard. You didn't know because you didn't hear. I said that Justin Fields was trying to get used to the offense. This man just came from the Chicago Bears. They're trying to get him used to the offense. The first game, Justin Fields he didn't tip one pass in the middle of the field. Go back and check me. Check me. He threw every
Say it
single
again.
pass. His first game against the Falcons, Justin Fields did not throw one pass in the middle of the field or past 10 yards. Every single attempt was outside the numbers and less than 10 yards. They didn't trust him, the offense. The second game, they start to open it more. And that's when, Sewer fans starting to get warmed up. Like, okay, they're running them a lot more. They're starting to chuck, throw downfield. Then it's the Broncos he played. He starts throwing it deep downfield. He's starting to, improvise with the ball. They're seeing him get adjusted. Steelers are getting adjusted to the game. Their worst game, yes, was the Dallas Cowboys. And I was sick. I was disgusted by what I saw. That was horrible. And honestly, I was about to say, it's a whole another midseason. I was about to give up. And then they start, Justin Fields came back. They redeemed themselves. And then Mike Tomlin switches it up. I'm like, all right, what are we doing now? We just literally, I think it was the Raiders that we beat. Was it the Raiders? Yeah, it was the Raiders. And we beat them. We were comfortable. It was a comfortable win. And Justin Fields looked great. Now Mike Tomlin's a swap, switch it up. I'm like, Mike, what are you doing right now? Then we swap it up with Russell Wilson. And now we are seeing this offense actually move the ball. So
So
you
what's the
gotta look at
point?
the point is you gotta look at the whole picture of what we're seeing this Steeler team doing. Right now, for what we've seen, I think they're a solid team and they're really good contenders. Why? Because their defense looks solid right now, special teams looking great, and a Russell Wilson with that deep pass that they've been missing from this offense has really unlocked George Pickens, it's unlocked Najee Harris, and they look like a
But
solid team, my
my
band.
point is, what you're saying, all of that is also who you're playing against.
I mean,
Like
if it.
you haven't played against one good team. I mean, outside of the Falcons, I guess you haven't played against one good team.
I mean, can we
And
use that same argument against
so
the
and
Chiefs?
this is what happens every year with y'all. And it just so happens that all your easy games are at the beginning, so you have more hope. So usually you beat all, you always beat the bad teams. I mean, you struggle against the good teams. And in the division, you play well in the division. And so that's why y'all always end up 9 wins, 10 wins. And I'm saying it could potentially be the best thing, because if y'all go out the second half of the season against the hard schedule and you lose the next three games.
So your point is you're not sold on Seals because they haven't faced a hard team yet.
Exactly. Yeah.
Correct. All right. Well, I'm sold based off what I've seen from them. I don't care what I think it's a good team. If you don't, I honestly think if you can't at least acknowledge that the Steelers, they look solid, I think it just buys that one. That is my honest opinion.
You can look at
a team and see them play against inferior opponents and acknowledge, you know, that hey, this team actually is solid.
What do you think the Steelers' best win this season is?
Honestly, let me look back. Their best win. Let's look at the Steelers' schedule.
You got
Falcons. Actually, their best win may have been like the Jets game was pretty good. That was actually a pretty good game there. That's right, pretty good one.
The Jets.
The Jets. But again, we're both, because I'm looking at the play of what I saw out there. You can say that okay, it's a bad Jets team.
I didn't say anything about the Jets. I said the last two games y'all played well. I said that.
Exactly, and that's their best game. Yeah, so that's their best game, I think. And if we're looking at these last two games, what we saw from the Steelers offensively, defensively, special teams, they've been a complete team, and that's they haven't seen that. So I think they're a solid team, AFC.
Yeah, I said that. I hope your best two wins were the last
and two. Wins. And to that point, though, you can compare this to a lot of other teams in AFC. Are there many other teams that are complete teams? Like there's either their offense is good and their defense is struggling, or defense is really great and then the offense is struggling. Or they got questions at quarterback. They got questions offensive line. Like Steelers actually look like a complete team right now. So I think that they're a solid team. Am I saying they're Super Bowl contenders? By no means. Am I saying that Russell Wilson's going MVP? By no means I am. I'm saying that this is a good Steelers team. And so let's stop being biased here. Let's stop being haters and say this is not a good team. Just give credit where credit's due. That's all I'm saying. I know that.
I'm not biased against the Steelers at all, and I'm saying you haven't played anyone.
Yeah, so you're saying so, Jamie? Let's hear your take. Is this
that's
a good team?
That is my take. I said my
good
morning.
Is this
you
a good team?
Played anyone?
Is this a good team?
I can't say that because you haven't played any real competition. Sure, you're beating the crappy teams. You're beating the mid teams.
Yeah. Good take. But if you claim in there for real, then for real means you have to show that you're up there with the other for real teams, which means you got to be able to beat them or at least be in competition with them. But we haven't seen that yet, and it's no fault of their own because that's how the schedule is made. Whoa. But if you're saying they're for real, then that's what they have to be. And for what I think is for real is Super Bowl contender. That's my that's how I picture it. All of our definitions can be different, but that's how I picture it. And I don't think they're still a Super Bowl contender, so I don't say for real. Because there's no I feel like if you're a for real team, then there should only be one goal. Like is winning the Super Bowl. And if you have no shot at winning the Super Bowl, then how can you say you're for real? And so that's how I see it. Malin, are you?
Hey, you got anything to say about that?
I would say. Kind of torn, I ain't gonna lie. But I would call the Steelers a friend.
Now. Reek, it's missing you.
Huh?
Huh?
He's torn. I need y'all to do something.
Let me explain.
You don't do that every time.
Nobody does that every time.
I do not do that every time.
No, you don't, Malin.
On
either.
The fence. Yeah, you sit on the fence right
Malin
now.
Malin does all the time.
I said they're friends for real. That's not sitting on the fence. That's more of a they're on the watch list to
What's
be.
What's your
for
definition
real.
Of for real before you go into that?
I kind of agree with Tyreek about. I wouldn't say you have to be a Super Bowl contender, but you are a team that's looking like you can go past the first round. Because if you go past a wild card round, I would count that as for real.
That's what me and Jalen talking about. We think they can go past the first round. That's what we call for real.
I would classify that as for real because you got in the playoffs and you won a game.
So you think they're on the fringe of that?
Because like Jamie and Tariq were saying, y'all haven't played the elite teams yet. So it's interesting to see. But I do think the quarterback change is what makes it fringe. Not that y'all have to ride the backs of Russell Wilson, but y'all can actually push the ball downfield now. Y'all don't have to run this high school type offense with Justin Fields anymore. And that's not a knock on Justin Fields. It just, I don't think anybody expected Russ to do this off the bench or off the injury. And so now that we see it, it's given like new kind of like possibilities for the Steelers. And especially if that defense keeps playing well, I ain't gonna agree and say they're some legendary defense, but they're good enough.
I think the defense has, they're still good, but I think they got, over the season, they've gotten a little bit
worse. They got rusty. Yeah, they're not, their pass defense is.
To me, they're really spotty.
Yeah.
Like, that Dallas game really showed me, like, people can drive down the field, but then they also can get shut out, like the Chargers game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not shut out, but you know what I mean.
So that's why I would say fringe, because spotty defense, we don't know if the offense is sustainable. So
on the other side of that, I think
I respect that analysis. Actually,
on the other side of that, I think Russell Wilson unlocked George Pickens finally.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, it's finally he's a quarterback now.
Well, they were talking about, I forgot which game it was, but they were explaining really well is Russ likes to throw the ball like high arcing. And George Pickens is a go up and get it catcher. Mm-hmm. So that's like perfect for him.
Yeah.
Like a little mini AJ Brownish.
Yeah. But yeah. All right. Anyway, be done with the Steelers. We got Deontay Johnson. How y'all feel about that?
I hope he actually does well with y'all. I really do. Because He had a lot of potential with us, but he never really got there. I mean, by his own fault.
He was a number one with a bad quarterback. I think he's a number three with a good quarterback.
How many years he been in the league?
I think he'd be good. I don't know.
I think it's an upgrade for sure.
It's an upgrade, but at the same time, obviously, I'm say this. This is not a knock on Lamar, but it seems when he gets the new toys, he don't really – he kind of just doesn't use them, really. I mean, besides Zay, Zay was more of a great addition for him. But in, like, years past, when they would get these receivers, he would still revert to, like, using the tight ends more, and they go into a running game and stuff like that.
Well, that's a Harbaugh thing right there.
No, that's a Greg Roman thing. That's not Harbaugh. That was Greg Roman. Because last year was the first year we didn't have Greg Roman. And that's when they and a little bit of Bateman started to come out.
Yeah.
And this year they've been playing well outside of, like, last week was weird. Mm-hmm. But I think Deontay will be good for us now. And we got him for cheap, too. Like, we got him in a six-rounder and gave the Panthers a fifth-rounder, which is, like, that don't even sound like it's – like, I feel like the Ravens did some dirty work under the table.
Yeah, that's crazy. They got him for nothing. I mean, they got him drafted.
We got him for free.
I think it had to – I mean, I wonder how much they were – I didn't look into it, but I wonder how much they were paying Deontay, because I wonder if that had something to do with it, too.
We only – when I listen to Ravens podcast and stuff, we only are paying Deontay Johnson $600,000 for the rest of the season.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Y'all got him. Yeah, y'all robbed. Someone under the table, they robbed.
That's a first row of tickets.
So I hope now we need a pass rusher or a safety. I prefer a pass rusher because that would help out our back, our DB, our secondary. That's our secondaries.
I better get Max.
Max Crosby? Yeah, I would trade a second rounder for Max Crosby right now. I would just go all in.
Max, you would have to trade. You would have to trade a first for Max Crosby.
Yeah, man, Max is pretty young, I think. Isn't he?
Give me a second.
How old is Max?
Bro, I don't think you can get Max Crosby for a second round pick.
I don't think anybody, especially if they're not shopping him.
No, I don't think anybody will go for a first. Like non quarterback will go for a first.
I think. I think Tyreek's more right. I think you get that with a second or multiple.
A second picks. And a player, maybe.
No, a second and a couple. I think you need multiple picks.
Just a second.
He's not. I don't think he's worth the first rounder. He's 27.
This is not the NBA where you can get where you give 10 picks.
I'm just saying, like, all right, you take TJ and Miles Garrett out of it. Aiden's hurt, so he's top five, top four pass rushers right now.
Is he better than Nick?
But Nick
and Micah too.
But it's also
I think he's better than Micah at this point in time.
It's also really? About money too, Malin. Like that, the Raiders will be getting his money off the books, so that's also a part of it.
Ooh.
So it's not just like the player, but. But yeah, I think the Ravens need to go all in this year because even though the Chiefs are undefeated, I think we can beat them.
I don't. Think I got a question about.
Chiefs, I think we can beat them. Chiefs look like the dang Patriots now from like back in the day.
I got a question about Lamar.
Say it again.
So I got a question about Lamar. If he wins another MVP and then doesn't win a Super Bowl this year, do we get to change the narrative?
Change what narrative?
What?
No, it's not a bad narrative. Even if you, I think it helps, I think it speaks more to the Ravens than it does Lamar. I think like you can call Lamar.
They're gonna throw it on Lamar. They're gonna be like he doesn't deserve.
Really?
It.
I don't know. Bro. I don't know if you throw it on Lamar.
For sure, because
depending on how the game plays out, it's gonna be on him.
But no, I don't think nothing.
Nine
else
times out of 10.
I don't know.
I don't think his narrative could get any worse. To be honest, going into next year would just be the same thing as going into this year. Just like
but
the regular season,
it's even worse. It'll be like, who was it?
It would be better in the long term because we're gonna say when everybody retire, we're in the next generation. We're gonna be like, if that was how the career ended, we'd be like, Lamar got three MVPs in the Patrick Mahomes era, and it's not gonna be now unless like somebody like Josh Allen or Joe Burrow start getting some Super Bowls like multiple.
Yeah, I think that worse. Because if Tom or not Tom, if Patrick keep winning, but Lamar keep getting MVPs, I think it's context that matters for him. Because, like, Mahomes won them all. You can't do nothing about it. But Lamar was the second best in that era, if it comes down to what you said.
But, again, but if somebody else starts winning also, like if Josh Allen starts winning two or three, and Lamar can't, then that's when it's going to be a problem. But as long as Mahomes keeps winning them, and nobody else is in the AFC, I think Lamar's narrative can't get worse.
That's crazy.
I ain't trying to throw. He's literally gonna be Carmelo Anthony.
He's not gonna be Melo.
That's an awful comparison.
He's not gonna be Melo. He'll be like.
Lamar? That's an awful comparison.
Carmelo
or not? Not Lamar. Not Melo.
Josh Allen.
No. What's his name?
Lamar is
Russ.
Right,
Russ got MVPs and
that's not a good comparison.
Yeah.
If you're about to say James Harden,
yeah, you get what I'm saying. Multiple MVPs and no Super Bowl. Same thing. That's my point.
Season awards and
nothing to show for it. That's gonna be Lamar. That's all gonna be known for.
Lamar is Peyton Manning right now. Peyton Manning didn't win the Super Bowl to his is either seventh or ninth season, and he had like. Two or three MVPs before he won his first Super Bowl. And this is Lamar's seventh season, I think.
I think Peyton had two MVPs and then he won an MVP in that ring that Broncos year. Not MVP, but I think didn't he win MVP after? I don't think he had three MVPs before he won the championship.
It might have been
I think
two.
His third MVP was the first Super Bowl year
with the
Colts,
Broncos,
right?
No, with the Colts.
No,
Colts. Yeah, the Colts.
You said his third was
2008.
Yeah, that was the first the game where the two black head coaches,
Manning.
The Bears and the Colts.
That's 2007.
Peyton Manning won the MVP in 2003 and 2004. Repeating, yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, for repeating in 2008 and 2009, and then he got his fifth in 2013. Dang.
So yeah, he won a Super Bowl and an MVP when he won with the Broncos.
Yes, his Super Bowl was the 2006 season. So he had two MVPs before he won a Super Bowl, which is Lamar right now.
I would just hate for his career to end like that, dog. Because you one of the most talented players we've ever seen at the position, and you just and it's not only can you not get over the hump, but you can't beat the person. I mean, I know he's going to be considered a GOAT or whatever, but that's the thing that makes you a all time great is beating that person.
Well, to be fair, we've only played him once,
and also another thing with like we didn't
really.
Well, I don't think we expected – say he wins the MVP. I don't think we expected him to have three MVPs this quarter.
No, not at all.
I don't think anybody
did. I don't think his expectation is something that is hindering him. Like, let's say, like Trevor Lawrence. Like, if Trevor Lawrence had three MVPs at the same, like, amount of time and, like, put up those kind of numbers, et cetera, et cetera, I think we'd be like, yeah, that's what we thought he would do. But, like, for Lamar, I think it's a little different. Because everybody
– But I think the MVPs raised it. They raised his expectations, though.
He also started He started early with the MVPs. I mean, like he's not. Based, like, he's not looked at
he
as
raised his own bar. I'm saying, yeah, like, the bar that was set for him before he could do anything.
Yeah, it wasn't
because he was supposed to be a running back.
Yeah, so like, I think he exceeded expectation. That's why I mean, I think it's somewhat exciting to see what he can do. Like, I hope he can get one. I mean, just for
Lamar. if Lamar gets nothing else but one ring. He's a top 10 quarterback all time.
For sure.
Because he would be the best running quarterback for one.
Ever.
He would have the MVPs to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would win one in Pat's era.
All he just needed is one.
And he had the stats.
Right. Like, especially because, like you said, we wouldn't know. I mean, not know. We wouldn't consider, or we wouldn't still be talking about Eli if he wanted to beat Tom Brady. So,
yeah.
He just got to beat Pat.
That's very true.
What if somebody else beats Pat, but he makes it and wins the Super Bowl? Are they going? they would use
they
that.
They find a way. Yeah, they find.
They would use that against him. If somebody else beat Mahomes, but he went out and won the Super Bowl, they would use that against.
Well,
him.
Patrick, you know, Patrick lost.
What if he? Mahomes, I mean, I don't think it would happen because who's y'all's backup quarterback?
Josh Johnson.
Yeah, obviously, I don't think it would happen, but. What if it was like a Nick Foles type year? Like he gets hurt and y'all defense carries y'all to the Super Bowl. Y'all end up winning with whoever it is at backup. How would that look?
He would get a ring. His MVPs would save him like Hall of Fame wise, but nobody would. Everybody would always say they wouldn't give him that credit for that ring.
I don't know because Peyton Manning got credit for his ring and Brock Osweiler carried them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he played in it. If Lamar doesn't play in Super Bowl, he's not going to win. They're not going to give him credit.
Just interesting to think about.
That's Lamar. Lamar Jackson may be one of the most scrutinized quarterbacks.
Like, does anybody say Carson Wentz is a Super Bowl champion?
When people bring up Carson Wentz, they bring about how bad he got. He literally fell off a cliff. That's crazy.
He was an MVP that year, too. Yeah, all right, cool. Oh, real quick. I made it on the fly while we was talking. Top 10 week 8 list. Number 10, CJ Stroud. Number 9, Patrick Mahomes. 8, Jalen Hurts. 7, Baker Mayfield. 6, Bo Nix. 5, Jaden Daniels. 4, Kirk Cousins. 3, Josh Allen. 2, Jared Goff. And 1, Lamar Jackson. Done. I'll post it at some point.
I'm proud of Bo, man, for surviving in what's his name's offense. Sean Payton's offense, really.
Bro, he's playing like he's made the I would say he's made the most improvement out of all the rookies. Like Jaden, he's off to a great start, but it wasn't a lot for him to improve on from the first game to now. He's been playing kind of the same, but both.
I got to give it to improve, him. Yeah.
We got him next week, and watch he gonna go for 350 yards.
Hey Jalen, I'm gonna send you my That's not me.
All right, Tobias, you got a scripture?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up now. Y'all keep talking.
No.
Oh, wait, no, wait. I got it. All right, scripture comes from Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. It says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. But trust in the Lord.
What? Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. Well, like we said, we got a special announcement, possibly, maybe, coming soon. So follow us on Instagram. Stay up to date with what's coming. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe. Apple Music. Spotify. Apple Podcasts. Apple Maps. The whole thing. Everything.
Don't follow us on Apple Maps.
Hey, and all y'all watching, please go vote.
Please.
And what now, fans? I apologize for my in and out. I shouldn't have to work the next couple recording days, so y'all have my full presence.
I don't think they really care.
Thank God, Malin. I was worried about it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jamie.
I'm glad you're going to be with us.
Well, he happy too. Look at him.
That boy got a seatbelt on. Top flight security in the world.
Hey man, look, we got cameras in our trucks. They be watching us.
Also, they got this
whole, we said
they got
hey.
This whole recording, man.
Nah, there's no audio in there, but they can see if like we ain't got our seatbelt on, if we texting and driving and stuff like that.
Good.
They can't see if you're recording a podcast and driving though.
A whole podcast.
I'm parked.
Part with a seatbelt on is crazy.
That's
bring
also
my boy
true.
Madeline, man.
All right, y'all. You never heard of it? Catch y'all next.
Bye.
Horns up.